Tense day as market reacts to COPOM move with rate cut. Treasury delays bond auction and central bank intervenes in currency markets. On a day of market tension, the COPOM's decision to lower the SELIC, the Treasury's delay of a debt auction, and the central bank's intervention in the currency market set the stage for a cautious outlook ahead of elections. Analysts say the central bank's communication was confusing and that fiscal risks linked to the electoral cycle are weighing on inflation expectations, pushing forecasts higher and tilting bets toward tighter policy in the months to come. The piece follows how these moves interact to shape the near-term path for rates and borrowing costs. Markets pushed higher rate expectations after the central bank cut rates. The Treasury postponed a debt auction to avoid high borrowing costs. The central bank's communication was seen as confusing, feeding inflation and fiscal risk worries. Election uncertainty and rising fiscal risk pushed up the risk of higher rates and currency stress. Analysts warn of more volatility and possible further rate hikes, with inflation-linked bonds and carry trades affected. Brazil markets react as COPOM cuts SELIC to 14.25% amid volatility lead on a tense trading day. The COPOM reduced the SELIC to 14.25% per year. Yet market stress led the Treasury to delay an auction planned for tomorrow, and the central bank stepped into the currency market to curb volatility. Analysts described the policy statement as ambiguous and noted fiscal risks linked to the election environment. Inflation uncertainty and political risk are shaping bets, with some forecasts pointing to a peak near 15% in 2024. Market movements and policy actions. The Treasury postponed the debt sale to avoid higher funding costs. In the currency market, the central bank carried out a large intervention known as the CASADEL, selling dollars and winding down swaps to slow a rise in dollar funding costs. On the interest rate curve, traders maintain expectations for the SELIC path that could see rates near the 15% mark between March and April of next year. Focus survey and forecasts. The Focus poll, conducted with financial institutions, shows expectations of one more SELIC cut this year, bringing the rate to about 14% by December, up from 13.75% previously. Market yields continue to price in higher rates beyond this year, with a path that suggests pressure toward the high end of the cycle in the near term. Inflation-linked bonds and market yields. Inflation-linked bonds, specifically the IPFA notes maturing in 2032, traded with a real yield around 8.56% in the morning, a high for six-year paper since 2006. Yields eased after the auction was cancelled and as offshore oil prices fell, but they stayed above the 8% level. The broader market remains sensitive to policy messaging and fiscal risk indicators. Analysts' perspectives on policy messaging and fiscal risk. Analysts warned that the COPOM's wording created uncertainty about how aggressively the central bank would respond to inflation. They noted that mixed signals could push investors to demand higher yields. The electoral backdrop is seen as raising the risk premium, with fiscal concerns tied to the political cycle contributing to higher rate expectations. Election context and debt outlook. Independent analyzes project higher debt levels relative to GDP this year and next. The fiscal outlook adds to the pressure on rates as investors weigh the government's ability to manage a larger debt burden amid a tight inflation environment. Market reaction. Carry trade and currency. The currency firmed modestly against the dollar after the day's events, while some derivatives fell back from earlier highs. The central bank's currency operations aim to limit carry trade dynamics and prevent a deeper rise in local rates driven by external funding costs. Overall, the market remains highly sensitive to policy signals and the evolving electoral context. Conclusion. The day's developments show that, despite the SELIC cut to 14.25%, market volatility and uncertainty persist. Electoral fiscal risks, ambiguous policy messaging, and the central bank's currency interventions keep inflation expectations and the rate path under pressure, with markets pricing a potential peak near 15% in the near term. The Treasury's debt auction delay and a cautious stance on policy indicate a priority on market stability, but longer-term bets point to continued tightness and higher borrowing costs. Focus surveys hint at one more cut toward 14% by year-end, yet yields are expected to stay elevated beyond this year, reflecting the enduring tension between inflation dynamics and fiscal risk. In sum, the outlook remains highly contingent on policy calibration, fiscal discipline, and the evolving electoral environment, with volatility likely to endure. Frequently asked questions. What happened on the tense day with COPOM, the Treasury, and the central bank? The COPOM cut the SELIC to 14.25%. It was a 0.25-point cut. Analysts said the statement was confusing. The Treasury delayed a bond auction to avoid high yields. The central bank stepped in to calm markets by selling dollars and unwinding swaps. Why did the Treasury delay the bond auction? To avoid selling debt at high rates during stress. The auction was postponed. This helps keep financing costs lower for now. It buys time for markets to settle. What did analysts say about the Copom communication? The statement was seen as unclear. The wording raised fears of higher inflation and more rate hikes. Some compared it to past missteps by the central bank. The reaction added market stress. What are the bets for SELIC and inflation this year? Markets expect one more rate cut to 14% by December. Many still foresee rates near 15% next year. Inflation remains above target and election risk adds pressure. How did the currency and bond markets react? The real rose a little after the intervention. The central bank's actions helped ease some pressure on the currency. Inflation-linked bond yields moved higher, around 8.5% for the 2032 issue, staying elevated.